Currently, right now, we are joined in studio by Matt, who is OGK. Am I pronouncing that right?
That is correct.
OGK. Okay, cool. So we were like tossing it up. We were like, oh, I mean, there's not many different places you can go with it, but we're like, we just want to make sure we got it right.
Some people say Kai.
Ah.
That's OGK, yeah.
It's no I. Come on now, people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, yeah, you've brought out a new track, or your first debut track, I suppose.
Yeah.
X, can you tell us a bit about what the track is?
It was originally a demo I released when I was 17, and then it got some
traction.
Some traction, yeah, that's exactly right. And I signed management right after it, and was just constantly producing and writing. And then for my first proper release, my management thought it'd be great to just finish it and polish it off. So I ended up collaborating with this producer named Uno Stereo, and we finished it and released it under Warner.
Yeah, that's really cool. What was the process like working with Uno? Did he kind of help you develop the track much?
Yeah, so when I'd first gotten into the studio with, I'm going to call him Nick, because that's his real name.
Sure.
Uno, Nick, yeah. He hadn't really worked with someone who produced their own stuff. So it was different for him also to collaborate rather than just have to produce a song for a singer. So we pretty much built it from the ground up, and just made it thicker and more polished and added a hook and just built it structurally to what it is now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty much the process. We recorded it in his studio too.
Did it take you long to kind of get it to the finished product that it is now?
Three or four sessions, I think. I recorded some vocals at home too. It wasn't too long. It wasn't crazy, but probably the normal amount of time that it takes to finish something like that, yeah.
I'm not a musician, but it seems like a kind of natural process. Of
yeah.
Like you got it out in like a nice amount of time.
Definitely, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
You've worked with already in your little press package that we get given. And it says that you've worked with a lot of like really awesome artists like Cosmos Midnight, Reggie Snow. Have these artists like taught you anything? I'll give you any tips, I suppose.
I haven't worked with Reggie Snow. I work with a producer of his.
Ah, yeah.
But I guess I
close
was
enough.
I was I was pretty young and I guess naive too when I worked with those guys. It was very early, sort of when I was getting into the industry. So I was quite shy and reserved because normally my process is very personal and I do everything myself. So I'm very into it, so
yeah.
It was hard collaborating back then. So I guess I learned a few things being in the sessions and watching people produce. Someone I've really learned a lot from, Uno Stereo, but also Lucien Blomkamp. Have you heard of him?
Yeah. So I think I've interviewed him actually.
Working with Lucien, we've actually become really good friends, but we're working on a track together too, and I've learned so much from him because we both use Ableton. So I get to see his little
set up
tricks and I just continually sponge off the people I work with and grow.
That's the best way.
Yeah, definitely.
And following on from that, so you've done, like we were just speaking, you've done quite a bit of collaborating. What was it like then shifting and working on X kind of with a more like as a, like your own piece with your more solo vision? Was that like a different process of writing and producing?
Well, the original X was actually just myself as a kid. So working like in a collaborative sort of mood with Nick on it was difficult at the start because I don't want to have to compromise ever normally because I'm quite stubborn. But it was a vision. Yeah, it was exactly. Now, it was a fantastic experience because Nick was quite on par with everything that I was wanting and we had a few disagreements here and there, but sometimes it either takes me to see something through or him to see something through and just get through that layer of stubbornness from my other party.
Yeah.
So it was good, but it was hard at the start. But once you collaborate, because both of our favourite artists like are Stevie Wonder, so we both love Stevie, so we connected at the start of that. And when I found out, like, he'd been listening to a lot of Sly and the Family Stone and a lot of old funk records and a lot of the people I'm inspired by, I trusted in him too. So it was a a beautiful experience.
Yeah, that sounds great. Like you had a bit of common ground and your like kind of your roots kind of went back to the same areas. So
definitely.
You could kind of trust his taste and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. Awesome, Az.
Thank you.
And do you reckon working with him, have you got any like future like singles or album coming out?
Yeah, I think the next single we're actually going to release is written from the ground up with Nick and another writer named Rudy.
Mm.
Yeah, who was actually writing partners with, do you know who Static Major is?
Mm,
do you guys know who Aaliyah is?
Yeah.
He pretty much wrote her first two albums.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so super 90s inspired too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was even more different because that wasn't something I'd already built. That was building something with them from the ground, which was... again, difficult for me to accept. But we just had a really good chat for like the first 3 hours and then got into it and it just went like that. We had an idea within the first like 20 minutes and then I went in and recorded everything and Nick and I ended up doing a few sessions afterwards to polish things up and finish things without Rudy, but most of the writing was done in that day. So it was, yeah, that was a really cool experience and that's probably the next single that we're going to release, I think.
Look sad. Friends for each other.
We'll stay tuned for that one. We'll find that. We'll like keep our ears and eyes open to
thank
see
you very much.
Which one comes out. You also, for your newest single, X, your debut single, you have a really cool video that came out.
Yeah.
And it was directed by Nathan Guy and produced by Alan McConnell.
Yeah.
And it seems like you have a really serious vision for your music. Were you involved in the creative process for the video as well?
They did a treatment. They sent a video treatment. So sort of ideas that they were thinking. And we had like a foundation, like the blueprints, and then we just discussed things on the day, what we would do. We had a stylist to come in, which I was also a bit iffy about because
I'm dress me in that.
Quite confident in my in my style, but she basically just was able to source clothes that I really liked.
Like work from
so
what
I would
you
work
like
with her and tell her what I like, and we'd build it together, especially with my my best friend Tristan, who... takes all my photos and helps me with other things like that and videos.
Yeah.
So it was a really good experience working with the whole team, with Nathan and Alan. They're really nice guys. That's probably the best part about working with people because you work with, you know, people who are great at their craft, but if they're not nice people, it just makes the experience quite, not enjoyable at
not
all.
Not fun.
So they were great people, and I still speak with Alan a lot because he's in Close Counters.
Yeah. We caught up with him maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We had a chat about their new single as well.
Yeah. So Alan's a sweetheart. And we talk a lot about chord theory, which is boring, but yeah.
It's important in music.
It is. Yeah. Well, to me, it's incredibly exciting. But to other people, it's boring.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I got into that for a little moment. But
another Stevie Wonder lover.
There we go.
It all comes back to Stevie Wonder.
It always does.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We're really keen to give X a spin. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about it before we get into the music?
Not really. To be honest with you, yeah. I have no idea what to say about that.
You spoke enough. You did justice.
Yeah. I had a decent track record.
So here's OJK with X.